This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, join us here. Our number is 855-453, Life Freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Coming up, apparently, recently it was the 20th anniversary of the Truman Show. And I guess it wasn't that recent, I'm sorry, I'm looking at this this date, but it was over the summer, but still, fascinating story about a movie that I really enjoyed in the late 1990s it was basically the first serious role of Jim Carrey. He'd always been, you know, a comedic actor prior to this this film.
And this very talented guy, though.
Huge breakout for him. And so we can get into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. You can bring up whatever you want. We just found out that the U.S. federal government's looking to crack Monero and Zcash. If you want to comment on that, you're welcome to do so. Good luck to them. I suspect they will fail, and I hope they fail spectacularly. Let's go to Big Loaf in North Carolina, watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Big Loaf.
Gentlemen, good evening. So,
yes,
unfortunately, I think they're going to be pretty successful at the, getting around some of the privacy protections of some of these privacy coins. So if you rewind back to March of this year, there was an Intercept article.
Wish I could.
Published.
I do some crypto trading.
Well, yeah, indeed. But, if you go back, the Intercept actually published, the latest from Snowden and, you know, some of the snooping techniques that the NSA uses, and specifically what they were doing in terms of cryptocurrency. As part of the article, they interviewed Matthew Green, who, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the co-founders of Zcash, and he said regarding the NSA's, snooping techniques, what they're doing makes privacy cryptos, quote, totally worthless, right? And so when you look at this request for, like, you know, the pre-purchase request, as it were, right, and you read the document, what they're really asking isn't, hey, is it possible to do this? They already know it's possible, and they probably have a working model. And if you read that request statement, what it's really looking for is more of a pluggable infrastructure to, as part of phase one, yeah, we want to be able to track Monero and Zcash. But as far as phase two and three, what they're really after is something that can be pluggable to track new forks as new stuff comes out over time. So it's really, I mean, again, just putting two and two together, it looks like it can be done, and they're looking to improve the infrastructure that they already have in-house that already tracks crypto.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's your interpretation, and I imagine
behind
Monero and Zcash have something different to say about it.
Well, no. The one of the guys behind Zcash actually said that same thing back
in March.
But
in March, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what you said he said in March, and obviously we're taking your word for it, but what you said was that the NSA, their techniques to break into your computer make these cryptos useless, was what he said.
No, I can be much more precise with finding that article. It's on the intercept.com, mm-hmm. And if you go to, what is it, what's the Discord link? Discord.freetalklive.com?
I'll get you there.
I'll post the link in there. But if you just Google the Intercept Zcash, the article comes right up. And he's very specific that as far as the privacy features of these coins, some of the surveillance techniques that the NSA has been employing are going to be very effective against things like Zcash in particular, which you might know something about because, if I'm not mistaken, he's one of the co-founders or the co-creators of Zcash. And this guy's name is Matthew Green, assistant professor at Johns Hopkins University.
Feel free to post it there. Are you going to post it in the news stories section? On the Discord?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, we'll be happy to take take a closer look at that. But I'm sorry, I don't believe the idea that the government can outfox the marketplace when it comes to these privacy coins. But you know, everybody's got their opinion.
Yeah, they don't have to outfox them. They just have to outviolent them. And the government's pretty good at violence. But anyways, gentlemen.
You still have to be able to find somebody in order to use violence against them. And
That's what they're saying they're able to do, according to the Intercept links. And okay. It looks like...
Well, then where are all the busts? I mean, when are they going to start busting people?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a great question as these things go. And I think
because, I mean, let's be clear, they haven't even busted the people who've been using Bitcoin on the darknet markets for the most part. Yeah, every now and then they'll take down an entire market and get the administrators of that market, and they'll do some investigations on some of the sellers on that market. But there have been thousands upon thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of sales to individuals across the entire planet on these darknet marketplaces. And most of them have never seen the inside of a jail cell as a result of their transactions. So, color me unconcerned.
A few have. Yeah, if the government poses as a seller.
I guess it's sort of kind of like those. Remember that child pornography case from about a year or two ago where the government essentially hacked the machine and was running it for a couple of weeks?
In March 2015, the United States government
thought it was possible, and to make their technique secret, they dropped the case.
I suspect you've got
a lot of that going on. Yeah,
I suspect you're right too. It's not worth going after a bag of pot in that circumstance, but I don't know. Maybe.
So, anyways,
thanks, Big Low, for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I'd love to hear what the Monero people have to say in response to this. I went and did a quick search. I didn't find anything real fast, but I haven't done a detailed search to try to see if they've come out and said, yeah, right, you guys can't crack this.
Fluffy Pony is liable to say anything on the Internet, though, and that's he's the head guy over there at Monero.
Yeah.
Difficult to know what's what.
If you've been paying closer attention and you're a fan of Zcash or Monero and you want to weigh in on this, please feel free. Because, again, Mark, you and I, you know, we don't know a whole lot about the technology here. And we just...
Not programmers.
I tend to trust the programmers. I tend to believe in the geeks. And while the government can certainly hire
programmers,
their own geeks...
has generally worked for me in my life.
Yeah.
Sort of trusting the greater body of programmers has worked. Once you hire one specifically to put up a website for you, that's when you get your problems.
Yeah. No doubt.
Hey, well, it'll be done next Thursday, 3 months later.
All right, so we'll look at that closer when we get the chance. So let's get into a little bit of pop culture here, Mark. We don't do a whole lot of pop culture discussion on Free Talk Live, but
that's because we're completely unqualified.
Everybody can talk. Everybody's qualified to talk about pop culture.
Okay.
Everybody, you know, you are into Marvel movies. You're completely qualified to talk about Marvel movies.
I can talk about Marvel movies.
You don't
have to
be Stan Lee's godson or whatever
right.
to be
but
able to talk about
it. If we were to pull out a People magazine and start, name this person, name that person.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Back and forth, we don't know any of these people.
No, I don't know who most of the new stars or whatever in these movies are, but I know who Jim Carrey is because I grew up in the 1990s, and he was, of course, a very funny comedian. Then he broke out of that mold, if you will, and started taking on some dramatic roles in the Truman
Show. Yeah, I don't know that he's done any comedic roles
since then.
I mean, Pet Detective was some brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've... The Mask? I mean, I don't remember anything. Yeah.
No, I think... those, I think, were all before the Truman Show. So... This is from the Onion's AV Club. Headline, The Truman Show was a delusion that came true. When The Truman Show was first released 20 years ago today, it was viewed as a parable about television and celebrity. Quote, if you think The Truman Show is an exaggeration, wrote Roger Ebert in his 4-star review at that time, he said, continuing, reflect that Princess Diana lived under similar conditions from the day she became engaged to Charles.
Yeah.
In a review titled The Audience Is Us, Jonathan Rosenbaum picked at the logistics of the premise. Would anyone actually watch this program? Could we possibly be so dumb? And what would the camera do when Truman takes an S? Now, let me explain briefly what this is. I think they talk about it a little bit in the article, but in case you, haven't seen the movie, and probably a good chunk of our audience hasn't, The Truman Show was like the first reality TV show, basically. Yeah. Truman, the character, Jim Carrey, was being watched constantly by cameras.
It wasn't reality TV because he was acting, but it was...
No, he wasn't acting.
Yes,
no,
the character.
He was... Well, I see what you're saying. Jim Carrey was acting as a character in the movie, but we're talking about the character Truman.
Okay.
Truman was a real person in the movie being watched on television.
More coming
up.
To spot that burglar
when he's casing your home or after he's in, ask John, whose blink cameras alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday.
There are basically two types of advertising: direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. And Big Loaf did post, as he promised, the Intercept article that he was talking about in the last segment on our Discord chat. I have pulled it up, and I do want to read a little bit from that to share, go back around to what we were talking about before. But I also want to make sure you know about Blink Home Security, because, when do you want to spot the burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him a burglar's trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, the Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wireless, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. If you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, and totally affordable. Plus, Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. That's blinkprotect.com/holiday to get the deals.
Great deal that they've got going there. And I do highly recommend this this particular product. It's been great for me. What have we had it for now?
Quite 2 years. No, over a year.
Over a year. It's been great.
Blink's an Amazon company. And so here's the excerpt. Big Loaf was saying that one of the founders of Zcash was saying the NSA's techniques make privacy coins totally worthless. He left out a couple of words from this paragraph. Here's the actual quote from the article at TheIntercept.com. Green, who co-founded and currently advises a privacy-focused Bitcoin competitor named Zcash, echoes those sentiments, saying that the NSA's techniques make privacy features in any digital currencies totally worthless for those targeted. For those targeted, meaning that if the NSA targets you, that they can basically totally own all of your devices.
Yeah.
And if they're owning all of your devices, well, then it doesn't matter if you've got a secretive technology that you can use because they know you're using it. They could watch everything you do on your screen or whatever, that kind of thing. So
once they've got the key loggers in and all that stuff.
That's not to say that these are bad tech or that these are crackable tech. It's to say that if you have control over the user's device.
This tech is has to be placed on other tech.
Right.
And that tech
can be insecure.
Hackable and crackable.
Right. So you got to be concerned with your security. And basically, if the NSA wants you, they're going to come after
you. Let me ask you this. Can the NSA put these, these tracking programs or whatever, can they put them on your device remotely? Or do they have to be sort of
in
meat space?
That's a good question. I'm not going to answer that because I don't know for sure. Let's go to Crippled Joe on the line in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Crippled Joe.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, Merry Christmas ahead of time.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I'm a disabled Marine. When I called earlier, you were talking about Maduro.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me, Sanders, Farrakhan, Sharpton, so many big-time figures, movie stars here in the U.S. 10, 12 years ago were calling that paradise. They were calling it utopia. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Didn't Danny Glover meet with who was the guy before Maduro? Ian, who was the guy before?
Chavez.
Yeah, I met with Chavez and that sort of thing. It was supposed to be the big experiment. It was supposed to really work out.
They
were all very helpful.
Tattoos. He gave free tattoos to anyone in the country that wanted to get a tattoo of Chavez on their arm.
Great.
You knew that, right?
No, it's funny.
Gross.
Yeah. You could absolutely get Chavez tattooed on your body for free.
Horrifying. All right.
I mean, that's what I've always wanted, a dictator tattooed on me.
Well, he's not a dictator to everybody. He wasn't a dictator to everybody. If he was he was the one on your team, then you liked him, right?
No. He's got about a top 15% that are his team.
Right.
And that they're sharing all the money.
Right. Yeah. They say about 20% at this point. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's got bigger. I guess he needed to move some of the army in on it.
Yeah, perhaps. The ones with the guns.
isn't there a way that we could get him together with the Ayatollah and kind of get the same thing going on?
I'm sure they must have chatted.
I mean, if we could get them two together, both countries would fall apart.
Yeah, you're talking about Iran?
Yes.
I know that Venezuela's government is real friendly with Russia. There was actually another story in the news today that Russia is apparently sending jet planes down there, like military planes for whatever purpose.
I'm not sure. Nuclear missile capable.
Okay. Yeah, so you saw that story.
Yes.
Yeah, they're teamed up with Cuba, and so it wouldn't surprise me if they're friendly with Iran as well.
Yeah, this is what happens when the U.S. has put these sanctions on them. They have to go someplace, so obviously they're going to go there.
Well, they go Cuba, they go Russia, they go China, and I'm sure there are several Middle Eastern countries that still want to do business with them.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Cripple Joe?
Well, I heard you talking about Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And while some of his comedy early was, laughable, I always thought he tried too hard.
Yeah, I mean, not every comedian's for everybody,
yeah,
but
not everybody's for
everybody. I just remember those Pet Detectives and thinking, man, what a laugh a minute. They just kept them coming. When you're talking about the living color where things are done live, doing live radio for a living, I know that some jokes fly and some jokes don't.
Was that show live?
Well,
maybe it's just because I was born in the 50s, but, I remember Jerry Lewis, Danny Kaye.
Yeah.
Okay. They did a lot of similar things to what Carrey did.
Right.
But it always seemed natural with them. Carrey, it always seemed like he was trying. Yet,
a little too forced for your taste. Yeah, I mean, he was a little exaggerated. That's definitely true, if I recall correctly. Yeah. And, it works for some people.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I watched the movies, and I enjoyed the movies. It's just, it just didn't feel natural when I was watching it.
Cripple Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I can't say I'm a huge fan of his comedy or anything. None of it's particularly memorable to me. I mean, I know I saw
a few. I don't own a collection.
Yeah, I don't own a single one of his movies.
I think he's good.
The only movie I've ever owned of his is The Truman Show, actually, and that wasn't a comedy. I mean, it had its moments of comedy, but it was a drama. I mean, it was a dramatic film, and an excellent one at that. We got more from the AV Club on The Onion about how The Truman Show has kind of become reality. They say here it was a delusion that came true. And The Truman Show, if I didn't express it correctly earlier, it wasn't a reality show. It was about a reality show.
Right.
A concept that didn't exist yet.
At the time.
At the time.
It arguably created the reality show.
We're going to get into it coming up here in moments. Did it even go further than that? Or how has life been reflecting this concept? That's some of what they're going to get into here. After 20 years. It's been 20 years since this film came out. Amazing. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here on the radio, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The search for a new chief of staff
President Trump reportedly looking at his options to replace John Kelly, who is leaving at the end of the year. North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows asked by reporters on Capitol Hill if he's been asked to fill the slot, Meadows issuing a written statement saying, "Serving as chief of staff would be an incredible honor. The president has a long list of qualified candidates, and I know he'll make the best selection for his administration and for the country."
A man was killed when a tree fell on his truck. A woman living at home on hospice care passed away.
An extremely deadly and dangerous situation in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says at least three people killed in a massive snowstorm in his state.
A year's worth of snowfall or more fell in some places in little more than a day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found that 53% of Americans plan to shop after Thanksgiving weekend. Last holiday season, consumers spent an average of $1,143 on retail purchases, showing there's a lot more shopping and spending ahead for Americans. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
As you begin purchasing holiday decorations and gifts, it pays to have a credit card that rewards you for every purchase. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards Card, you earn an unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar you spend. Earn even more when you book holiday travel with 2 points for every dollar spent on all travel and dining purchases. Plus, our preferred rewards clients can receive a rewards bonus of up to 75%.
For more tips and information on how to apply for the Premium Rewards Card, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards. That's bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can also join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can join us in there, as Libertarian Banker has done. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I love Jim Carrey and some of his movies. I just have to say, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie.
I think I did see that one. I recall it was good.
But it's a total, you know, not his type of role that he would normally play. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I just figured I'd pitch in on that. But I really wanted to call in about, crypto.
Okay.
And, Big Loaf, who called in earlier, who, he's always been a gold person. So, you know, he's always gonna, you know, err on the side.
I like gold too, but I also like crypto. I don't think it's a one thing or the other, but for him it is. He's all into the precious metals and all against crypto.
Exactly. And so, you know, the point I want to make is that it doesn't matter that all, you know, the crypto transactions are spied on by the NSA or whatever the article that he has. It just doesn't matter for the value that cryptocurrency brings. The majority of transactions in this country are legitimate transactions.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority, I mean, probably over 95%, 98% maybe are legitimate transactions. And it doesn't matter if, you know, if the government sees those or not. They're seeing them now.
Right.
But the real tech is behind the blockchain and what crypto has brought in terms of making, you know, transactions cheaper, making them happen a lot faster, and making them maybe searchable. Maybe that's a good thing to have something that can be searchable.
Absolutely, so, it is. I mean, I love being able to just go on the blockchain and look up a Bitcoin transaction that I did to make sure it went to where I thought it was going to go to. Somebody says they didn't get it. I'm like, well, yeah, you did. It's right there. You know, you can see it.
Exactly. And so, you know, it would be nice to track transactions, and that'd be very useful to a bunch of people. So the usefulness is not in the fact that it's private. Yeah, there are some that have that feature.
Right.
And maybe that's why they're valuable. But that's not why crypto is valuable. It's the blockchain and what that brings to transactions. I mean, I can remember sending a wire transfer one time.
Oh, God.
I work at a bank.
Yeah.
And sending that wire transfer cost $100. It was an international wire transfer because it had to go through two or three different banks.
Right.
To get there. So it's just, it's,
and good luck tracking a wire transfer. I mean, you can do it. They've got Fed ID tracking numbers, but it takes some time.
If one wants to talk about precious metals for a minute, I think it's worth, again, I'm a precious metals owner and an advocate.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's worth pointing out that if the NSA is going to track your computer and then can thus see what your Monero or Zcash transactions are, then they've targeted you. If they've targeted you, they're going to, you know, see where you bought your gold and silver.
If you bought it through an online, you know, merchant or something.
Almost all of it is now.
Yeah, unless you're buying person to person.
Unless you're buying a person to person, you're getting a 1099 for this gold and silver. You know, they know you've got it. And if they know you've got it, then, and they desperately want your gold and silver for whatever reason, they hit you in the knee with a wrench until you tell them where it is. See, there's no password to protect it, or there's no password protection that's going to save you when somebody knows you've got it and that they know you have access to it, whether it's gold and silver or crypto or whatever it is. This is why I say, don't keep your crypto, don't keep access to your crypto in your home. Are you kidding? Well, yeah, I mean, somebody can't hack into your computer. Big fat hairy deal. The good old criminals carry guns. First they'll shoot you in your knee, then they'll ask you where your password is. As you tell them the lie about where you don't have it, they shoot you in the other knee. Now, at what point, as they clip your fingers off joint by joint, do you think you're going to be able to hold on?
Is this a Die Hard movie?
What's this? Well, I'm just saying.
Is this a Die Hard movie or something?
This is how these things go. I mean, there are ways to, you could try to get your gold and silver, you bury it in the backyard, you buy it through somebody so they don't know where it came from, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And that's a fine and dandy. I don't know what good it is to you at that point, but you've got it. There's foreign vaults that you can, pay people to keep your gold and silver in. But usually, I mean, I don't know. It seems expensive to me. I mean, that's... That's not the
world
I operate.
What's going to stop the government from showing up at the vault and taking all the gold like they did with Liberty Dollar?
Yeah, that's when the vault was there in their country. They did Liberty Dollar. The vault was in the U.S.
The governments of anywhere in the world could want to go and take gold out of the vault.
If your concern is the United States government, because this is where you live.
No, my concern would be any government anywhere. Remember Cyprus and all the other governments have, haircutted people's bank accounts and things like that?
I don't trust the Swiss more, but, they've got a history with keeping your gold and silver safe.
Look, against a determined adversary, especially if one with funding like the government, you're done
right.
for.
The best safety is camouflage.
And, I think you guys made a great point. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. I guess the point really that I wanted to make was about crypto and its value being the blockchain. And I think I called in about a story from Ripple earlier in the year that had a program called XRapid.
Yeah.
That was allowing banks to transfer currency, internationally, very, very cheaply, which that is the value. So
there's a lot of value to cryptocurrency in its use, and it's awesome. Thank you for the call, Libertarian Banker. I appreciate it. So The Truman Show, released 20 years ago, this from the AV Club at The Onion. Shortly after the movie's release, reality TV exploded. And in our chat room at the Discord does point out that apparently Real World on MTV came out before The Truman Show and Cops, of course, which was out in the 80s. So, American Idol in 2002, Survivor in 2000, Big Brother in 1999, and we shifted to view The Truman Show as a prescient forecast of that cultural obsession. Around the film's 10-year anniversary, we began to read of The Truman Show delusion, which I have not heard of until this article. People apparently became convinced they were the stars of a reality show, and that everyone around them was merely performing for an unseen camera.
Those are people with schizophrenia.
Versions of the disorder had existed prior to the movie. It merely lent a popular reference point. Treating the delusion was difficult, given that patients would think the doctors themselves were just part of the ruse.
I used to work at a health club. A lady would come in. She was a scientist, actually. She was helped make drugs, but she had mental health issues. And sometimes she'd come in and she'd ask me to make sure that nobody was following her, and if they were following her, to send her in a different direction.
Okay.
She'd talk about helicopters,
we'll let you know.
That were flying around.
Yeah.
If you're worried about helicopters, chances are good
you're a delusion.
You got a problem.
At its worst, the delusion has been linked to attempted suicides, murder, and an attempt to scale the Statue of Liberty. One woman became convinced that she was a webcam. Psychiatrist who coined the term told The Telegraph, quote, "These are not people who want to be famous. Quite the contrary, they want to be left alone." And now another decade has passed.
I'm a walrus. Coo-coo-coo-choo.
What should we make of The Truman Show in 2018, the era of the reality TV president? In a lot of ways, it's a charmingly anachronistic film, not just in its Norman Rockwell version of suburbia, but in its very concerns and most outre sci-fi concepts. The story follows Jim Carrey as a man whose every second from birth onward has been broadcast to an adoring audience of billions. At the film's outset, a piece of lighting rig falls out of the sky, and Truman grows increasingly aware of the falseness of his reality. Peter Weir, working with graceful scale from a script by Gattaca's Andrew Nichols, cuts between Truman, his adoring real-life viewers, and the preposterous Christoph. Ed Harris, a beret-wearing maestro lodged in a control booth on the moon. Christoph orchestrates Truman's entire reality, introducing a comely new co-worker as things begin to fizzle with his wife, for example, and also works to keep him trapped there. The show began as an infomercial to sell baby food, but as Truman grew, so did the soundstage, eventually housing a full operating city. It's surrounded by water that a staged childhood trauma renders uncrossable. Get into a little bit deeper here. The Truman Show, 20 years later, what has it meant in culture, and what does it mean now looking back? The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom in this reality world that we kind of now live in, where everybody can be their own reality star to some extent. It is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating pads, and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time if you want to jump in here. 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, the AMP program is there. And thanks to Nick C. for being a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier, which means he's given $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a way for you to get behind the show and get some cool perks. You can get all the details and get signed up with PayPal. You can use, the credit cards. I think Discover and American Express are now supported. Nobody's ever tried, but they're there, supposedly. And then, of course, Bitcoin BTC. So head on over, join the AMP program like Nick C. has done. And again, it's just $5 a month. We appreciate it. AMPAMP.freetalklive.com. The premise of The Truman Show, mind-blowing as it was in 1998, this article from The Onion's AV Club, can be traced back to old Twilight Zone episodes. Paul Bartel's 1968 short film, The Secret Cinema, and Robert Heinlein's 1941 story, They, among others, the film fit into a wave of premillennial cinema that questioned the nature of reality, including Dark City, another one that was fantastic.
Yeah, Dark City was, to some extent, I mean, people say that it was a precursor to The Matrix.
They both came out at very similar times.
Okay.
I think 1 year off from one another. The 13th Floor, Ed TV, Pleasantville, I love that one, Existence, and The Matrix, the last of which is the only one that challenges it for cultural longevity. The Truman Show was among the first of these films, and it has a charmingly analog vision of how all this might work. There are no rifts in reality and surprisingly little computer-age technology, just a soundstage visible from space and clockwork orchestration of everything, from traffic patterns to television programming. Cameras are hidden in snack machines and lapel pins in the event that Truman might happen by them. In one of the movie's most whimsical scenes, a rainstorm breaks out directly above his head, following him with a slight lag along a beach. It's a simulation of reality designed not by algorithm, but by hand. Weir and Nichols' focus was on the audience, who are embodied alternately as a bar full of city dwellers, a pair of shiftless cops, a middle-aged guy in his bathtub, and a pair of elderly women clutching Truman embroideries. We see them react with joy and consternation as Truman begins breaking the rules of the simulation. Weir, as the director, originally wanted to install cameras in movie theaters and at some point cut to the actual audience watching the movie as well. He toyed with the idea of playing Christoph himself. Truman may be fictional, in other words, but its setting was real. We would do this, the film insisted. We would watch a man merely live a life out on television.
Yes.
Rather than living one ourselves. We would turn a nobody
into... This is how I feel about the kids who watch YouTube videos about people playing video games.
Mm.
This is how I feel
like
about Twitch. Yes. I just don't understand. I get that you might watch a YouTube video about how to win in a particular area in a video game.
Yeah.
But just,
but
like,
just watch the playthrough.
Let's just sit down and watch somebody play a video game and then maybe yell and there's, you know, a lot of noises and talking.
Mark that for tomorrow night. We're going to do a Twitch after show tomorrow night, and we can talk about that. We would turn a nobody into a celebrity through sheer collective will. As reality television increasingly gobbled up people's attention in the ensuing years, it was fair to think that the movie had been right. In 2003, The Joe Schmo Show one-upped the film's premise, casting an everyman on a fake reality show where a group of actors played not real people as in The Truman Show, but stereotypical reality show roles. At the end, they revealed the ruse, giving Joe Schmo $100,000 and a lifetime of humiliation for his trouble. A then-unknown Kristen Wiig received a head injury in the process. There's always the thread of wish fulfillment running through speculative fiction, even at its most critical, and the same is true of The Truman Show. Like reality TV, it assures us that we could be special. We might got talent, yet extremely made over.
Right.
To keep up with the Kardashians.
Right, like the Kardashians that are famous for being famous.
Precisely. Viewing The Truman Show today, you have to force yourself to remember that reality TV was once a noteworthy phenomenon and not the air we breathe. Not only would we turn a nobody famous, the film postulated, but we've succeeded in turning everybody famous. Each of us, the micro-celebrity of our own narratives, thanks to the internet. As with Truman, the cost of this constant drip feed of personal gratification, likes, retweets, and so on, is privacy. So the cost is privacy, meaning that, you know, all the things that we're doing, it's all viewable publicly now.
Yeah. And YouTube, you made it that way.
YouTube has minted scads of genuine superstars who post daily missives with varying degrees of production intensity. They even have a convention for them. There's like a YouTube con where you can go and, you know, meet your favorite YouTube stars.
Thank goodness. A quick
trip to the platform shows uncountable legions of would-be stars broadcasting their everyday musings to thousands or hundreds or dozens. Every other major social platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, has likewise incentivized people to stream their lives, producing a bottomless well of user-generated reality programming. Remember a decade ago, Mark, when there was this guy, Justin.TV,
who... I remember the name.
Who put his life... on a streaming video channel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened. And then it became a streaming video platform for other people to do the same thing. What happens when celebrity at last arrives? Truman, realizing he's the focal point of all this attention, loses it. Carrey's excellent at this, working his spastic face muscles and acrobatic Adam's apple toward surprisingly dramatic ends. In one of the film's most resonant narrative threads, newspapers provide cover-up for breaks in the reality, like the falling light. Truman becomes a tinfoil hat theorist himself, finding patterns in traffic, reading portentous omens into people's blank stares. He never even picks up on the vast web of systems designed to keep him complacent. The friend who shows up with beer whenever he gets worked up. The docile, reassuring TV and music of his town, the gravitational pull of his mortgage, his wife's desire for children, it's suffocating him, driving him mad. But despite all his wild-eyed manic terror, Truman is right. Every conspiracy theory is true. Everyone is out to get him. And there really are cameras everywhere.
It's not paranoia if it's true.
If anything has changed between now and the movie's 10-year anniversary, it's that the internet has transformed into this place where every conspiracy theory is true, where everyone's always watching, waiting for you. The Truman Show looks less like the increasingly scripted world of modern reality TV and more like the modern internet, full of endless antagonism, hyper-specific advertising, constant surveillance, seductive conspiracy theories, vainglorious anger, and preening self-importance. The film ends with Truman finding a door out of his reality at the end of a soundstage, leaving us to wonder what awaited him in the real world. Spoiler alert. For a clue, we might look to Carrie himself.
20 years old. I don't think any of a spoiler alert.
For a clue, we might look to Carrie himself, who has kept busy in recent years protesting Facebook and wandering onto a red carpet to tell an E! Interviewer she doesn't exist. Have you seen some of the more recent Jim Carrey, kind of what he's been doing in real life stuff? He has achieved a viral fame within the hell world of Twitter for paintings that lampoon who else? Our reality TV president. In 2018, there isn't a single person online who isn't in some way operating under the delusion that he made famous. That was an interesting piece about a particularly relevant film to what's happening now. Let's go to Gary in Rapid City, South Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gary.
Hi there. I remember calling you when I was in China recently, back in the States. And I've never seen a country so divided since I came back. The way things are.
How long were you in China?
Well, on and off 23 years, but then just recently I was there 7 months, and then I called you a couple of times from there back to the
summer. And you feel it's more divided now than it was 7 months ago?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying over the 20 years it's become significantly divided?
Over the 20 years, really. You know, although I've noticed a few changes in the 7 months, right? Either that or I was so blocked off from the news I haven't been able to follow anything. But I, you know, this, you listen to Fox and you get one thing about there's no collusion with the Russians and this Mueller investigation. And on the other hand, they're saying, the left is saying, oh no, we're going to prosecute and impeach Trump. And it's just like, how is anything expected to get done with all these distractions? And, I just don't get it.
What do you want them to do exactly?
Yeah, I don't want anything done.
I don't want a civil war or anything like that, you know.
What do you think the civil war is going to be? A lot of people talk about this concept these days. What civil war? Who are going to be the sides in the war?
Well, this is just rumors. You know, they say red versus blue. There's Brexit, and now there's
so the Texas, Crips and the Bloods.
Yeah. Who knows?
My money's on the Republicans. They're the gun owners.
Yeah, they're the gun owners, so it's true. I'm sort of middle of the road, and I just feel sad that they can't sort of resolve their differences and just get things done. You know?
Well, again, I'll ask you, what do you want them to do? What are the things you want them to do?
Well, I'd like them to, you know, back a while back, the Democrats were talking about enforced immigration.
Enforcing immigration? You know, this is a much bigger conversation. Would love to have you call any other time earlier in the show. Always better to call earlier rather than later on. Thank you for the call, Gary. I appreciate it. We're there multiple days, 7 days a week. You can join us here any old time. And live online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. We will see you tomorrow night. And the after show tomorrow on twitch.lrn.fm.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.